Happy New Year, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass as we wrap up the Lions season today. And it's going to be a long off season. Want to know how that game had you feeling? Are you someone who was feeling good? You beat Ben Johnson. You beat the Bears. Winning feels good. Are you someone who feels angry? Why the hell did they show up now and not on Christmas Day or against Pittsburgh or at any consecutive stretch for 2 months? Were you angry? Were you hollow? You just didn't watch that game with the same level of interest and passion. And then winning doesn't do it for you. How would you describe the way you're feeling after that game? 248-539-9797. Full range of emotions, John. Let's get into our feelings in the new year. How are you feeling?
Yeah, let's talk about our feelings. One of my favorite things to do.
You're a wins, yes. a win competitor guy. Are you feeling good?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like when your wife says, we need to talk. Oh, man. What did I do, and what am I going to have to talk about? So I'm always happy with a win. Always going to be happy with the win. That is the entire goal. And I don't care if you're 0-16, you go into that last game, you finish with a win. A win is a win. But I'm frustrated and angry all at the same time. And here's why. They played really good when there was no pressure. And like that to me is the most frustrating thing, because you do look at how Green Bay finished. And if you just won one of the games between Minnesota and Pittsburgh, both teams very beatable, but there was pressure at that time. And they didn't perform as we thought a Detroit Lions team would perform, even though they were beat up in the secondary, they were beat up defensively, offensive line-wise. It wasn't the greatest performance all season long. And then you go into a game against Chicago where Penei Sewell's not playing. You got Tate Ratledge, who's a rookie. You got Mahogany, who ended up coming out, but then he was back in, and Graham Glasgow at center. So it wasn't like you all of a sudden had all these reinforcements back in place defensively. You finally made some adjustments because Ben Johnson thought, hey, they're going to be running a bunch of man. I'm going to call these in. And he didn't adjust because the Lions were going more zone and they were doing different things, trying to say, hey, let's let the front seven stop the run. I'm frustrated because at the end of the season, and we see this, I saw it a lot as a player. As soon as you're eliminated from the playoffs, and then all of a sudden you go on a two-game winning streak, and you're seeing guys play free and they're playing better, like they're playing that way because there's no more pressure on them. And that's what angers me. Why don't you play like that when there is pressure? Now, of course, obviously pressure changes things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hate about it. Hey, you put together a good performance, but it doesn't matter because you're already out of the playoffs.
Yeah, you talk about running more zone. Kirby Joseph's been gone since before Halloween. You know, Brian Branch has been gone for weeks. Why are we just now seeing them more aggressively sprinkling in zone? Because it did put the other team on their heels. It did slow down the processing for Caleb. It led to some three and outs, and it helped this team win a game on the road against a playoff team. Something they didn't do enough of this season. So, yeah, I mean, it's... Look, if it made you feel good, I'm happy it made you feel good. Sports are supposed to be fun. John, this will get lost in translation. I just won't see eye to eye with some people. I won't see eye to eye with you on this. I wanted them to lose that game. Now, I'm not mad they won, and I like that the competitive fire is still there, but John, like...
So I understand your take on it. I'll never agree with it.
I know, it's like oil and water.
Yeah.
I just look at it like this. Winning that game might make you feel good today, but it hurt their draft position 3 to 4 slots. And that's significant, picking in the top half of the first round versus the bottom half of the first round. Brad Holmes did very well early in his tenure, picking earlier in rounds. Not so much the last couple drafts.
Earlier than he has been picking.
I know, but give him a boost. His last couple drafts have left a lot to be desired. Give him a boost. That's tangible. That's real. I don't think Dan Campbell's football teams, if they lost this game, were no longer going to be competitive football teams. I don't think they proved how tough and gritty they are yesterday and reestablished their identity. They have to do that in 26. And I was rooting for the 2026 Lions. I wanted them to lose. No, I'm not mad they won. This isn't going to turn into a bitch fest. I would have preferred they would have lost for a couple draft spots. But whatever. Really, I feel more empty or hollow than I do angry or happy that they won.
You know, it's funny, too, because watching that game, I knew at some point today you were going to say those words.
Yeah.
And it angered me yesterday, knowing that I was going to have to come back and sit here and listen to you say that. And I know that there's fans that agree with you. I get it. I just can never support it.
Yeah, like I look at you and I'm thinking that's such a simple-minded way of looking at it. Winning better than losing. But in this case, winning actually hurts their future.
Oh, see, that's where we differ.
Yeah.
Because whether you're picking 12 or 13 or you're picking 17 where they are right now, like, hey, go out there and make the best pick. And you may get the same guy. If you were picking at 13 and you're going to take an offensive lineman, he may be that same guy will be there at 17.
I hope so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and that's where we don't know. So what we do know is that they don't have as much draft capital to move up if they wanted to move up.
And the other thing, it became a moot point because the Vikings beat the Packers. But there was a world where if the Lions won, they wouldn't get the last play schedule. And there's a benefit to a last play schedule. Now, that was secured either way before they even kicked off. So
yeah.
That didn't really matter.
Those are all next year problems.
Yeah, but I'm on to next year. Yeah. This year couldn't be salvaged. You know, like as a problem solver, you go, well, yeah. I can't solve the problems of 2025. This season is effectively over and then officially over after the game. I'm worrying about the 2026 Lions. I like that they have a boost of a last play schedule. I think it helps everybody. I wish they didn't need the boost this year, but they clearly need the boost. Attack the offseason and take advantage of that last play schedule next season. Yeah. I was on to next year.
I don't know how to best describe it. It was a sour win.
I get what you mean by that, though. I think that works.
Because normally, everyone's going to sit there and say, hey, Lions won. That's great. Mm-hmm. But it's a sour win because there are going to be a lot of people with your view that they hurt their draft stock. Whereas there's going to be a lot of people like me who say, hey, they played a game, they won. Winning is always good.
Yeah. Well, we'll see where people are at on this today. 248-539-9797. Let's start on the phones. I know I got a bunch of texts that have come in. Tom's got some of your best thoughts. Let's go to Jimmy in Birmingham. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Hey, Happy New Year.
So here's what I was thinking as I was watching this game. Like, the whatever good feeling you might have about them winning, that's fine. If the Bears hadn't been playing their starters, you got to admit that would feel different, right? I mean, John yeah. specifically. So because they were, I also felt like they weren't playing at full speed. I felt like the Bears were kind of just holding back. And, you know, because of that, it makes the win feel even worse. It would feel way worse if they weren't playing their starters and we won. Like, it wouldn't feel good at all. But the fact that it felt like they weren't going at full speed, and John, I'd love your input on this because that was your world, but did it feel at all to you guys that the Bears were just, you know, kind of mailing it in a little bit and didn't really put all of their effort into the game? Because that's what it felt like for me.
I felt more like the Lions were executing and playing without pressure, so they were doing what they needed to do to win games. Like, if they had done that against Pittsburgh or if they had done that against Minnesota, they would have won those games more so than I felt like, because the Bears were playing their starters. They still had something to play for.
They did.
And so I don't necessarily buy into that it wasn't their best game or their best effort.
No, I don't think they played slow or tepid or didn't try. That's who the Bears are. Guys, I don't know if you've really watched them this season. Their defense isn't very good. They've lived on turnovers. They're plus 22, I think, in turnovers on the season. Ridiculous. They forced 30-plus turnovers this season. They're not a great football team. They have 6 wins this year where they were trailing in the final 2 minutes. That's just who they are. They're not a juggernaut. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, and that's what makes it maybe that much more frustrating that team won this division.
Well, and there's flaws in every team. And one of the flaws that the Bears have is that they don't start games off well. They get behind.
Yeah.
One of their positives is that they are able to come back in fourth quarters, which we saw all of that yesterday.
Hey, you get credit for finishing. They did a lot this season. They won enough games to win the division.